Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Today's Finishing Well, we are sort of an intriguing concept today, urban legends. How about Medicaid urban legends? You know, when you look at the book of Jeremiah, he has this verse in Jeremiah 6:16 that says, you know, stand at the crossroads and ask, you know, where's the ancient paths? And how do I walk in those? And interestingly, not a lot of people ask when it comes to Medicaid what they might be getting themselves in for, right, Hans?
Yeah, we came to the term urban legend because I started with the word misconception. And it's really come upon me just as I'm working with new clients coming in, just how many misconceptions people have about the kind of work that I do. So they've been relying on some fact that they think is a fact. And when you and I were talking, we're sitting here, what kind of word misconception sounds a little heady and high English and all that kind of thing. And then I said, well, it's really an urban legend, you know, and you.
Right. As soon as you told me that, you know, and I began to think about what Medicaid is, and I had this friend, dear friend, you know, he and I have been, and he's in his 80s, and late 80s, actually. And, you know, he'd been high on the idea of, you know, when he needed long-term care, Medicaid was going to be his answer. And so I actually helped him get an attorney to figure out how to whittle down his assets so that he would qualify for Medicaid, which essentially means you got to have nothing and, you know, give away everything he had so that, you know, he would qualify for Medicaid, which I didn't know at the time, but I now understand Medicaid would probably, rather than call it something like Medicare, it should be called sort of like geriatric welfare. It's when you got nothing else that you're kind of like a ward of the state situation. And so when all of a sudden he found himself in the hospital and needing to actually go into a long-term care facility, he was hoping, oh, well, I've got Medicaid. I can go almost anywhere, right? They're going to take what the government offers. And we had a wonderful assisted living that I helped do devotions in for years out in Moxville. And he's like, Robbie, I'm going to get out there. That's going to be awesome. But they didn't take Medicaid. And this and that one. And all the ones locally didn't take Medicaid.
Or they took Medicaid and they were full because some of their Medicaid beds or some of their beds are allocated or their rooms are allocated for Medicaid.
Right.
In ones that do take Medicaid. And then the rest are full with paying customers.
The next thing he knows, the only one they can find for him is in Thomasville, way away from his family. And, you know, tile floors and not the kind of place that I would want to spend out the rest of my days, Hans.
Well, yeah. And so I had a client that was in to see me or a person that's considering becoming a client, and she's becoming a client, that had her misconception or the urban legend that she kind of took as just a granted, because you can read a lot about this stuff in the news and on the internet, and, you know, I'm going to give all my assets away or I'm going to do something with an attorney and then I'll just qualify for Medicaid and they get just as good a care as the private pay people. So why would I pay for something I can get free from the government? That was just a big, she hadn't really thought through it much. She just made that assumption that that's what we're going to do at some point for mom and dad. Okay. And she had relied on that through all of her decision-making that she's been making for years. And when we sat down and we looked at things, I told her a story prospectively, but from my own experience of just like your Thomasville story. I mean, I said that, you know, you're not going to be able to go to the place you want to go. Then secondly, you're not going to like the care that you're going to get in that place. And they may just send you off to a town 50 miles away when, you know, given that you did qualify. And so she just immediately ruled it out. Well, let's not do that. And then, you know, it's just a misconception or an urban legend that I can, when the time comes or a few years before the time comes, I'm going to just give my assets away or give them to my kids. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do, whatever we do, because this lawyer that you sent your friend to, we do that kind of work in our office. I mean, we have an attorney and she does elder law planning, and it's a very small part of our work. And most of the time we're doing it for people that are almost there anyhow. They're down to a small amount of thousands of dollars. So they're headed to Medicaid anyhow because they've got a small amount of money. And then we will get them planned and into a Medicaid facility through some small, it's a lot easier to work with $40,000 than it is $400,000.
Well, you might be wondering at this point, what am I listening to? You're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And finishing well from a standpoint of, you know, we begin to think about this point in our life and how are we going to make planning for that? And Hans is the author of the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. Of course, today we're talking about long-term care as Medicaid or Medicare, both kind of things are involved in that. And they are seven worries that are at cardinalguide.com. You can get the chapter of the book absolutely free. Download right there at cardinalguide.com, right, Hans? All you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, you go, if you wanted to find on today's topic, you go to cardinalguide.com. You, under the seven worries tab, you click on long-term care. You can find a lot of information there, including you can find the long-term care chapter of this book. You can also find the long-term care chapter in the workbook, and you can download them for free. You also can purchase the book, and if you want to write me a note, if you want to get a hold of this information, I'll be glad to send it to you at no charge. You just send us a message there at cardinalguide.com. The reason I'm glad we're talking about Medicaid today, and what we're also talking about is the adult children of aging parents. So that's a lot of our work, where we're working with parents that are in their 80s or 90s, and they need care right now, or they're in care, or they're looking forward, and they certainly can't buy long-term care insurance, which is something, well, actually, there is one type of thing we can do in a planning move. But for the most part, they're not coming into us saying, how much would it cost me for a long-term care policy? But we're not talking to mom and dad. We're talking to their adult children. So if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even your 30s, possibly your 70s, and your parents are still around or your in-laws are still around, and perhaps you're doing better financially than they're doing. We have a lot of people in that where the baby boomers they've been successful, they've exceeded their parents, and now they feel a need to take care of their parents, to provide for care, to care for them in their homes, to provide for the care. A lot of them live in different cities. So we're dealing with a client now that lives in California, but mom and dad live right here. And or we have some clients that are right here and mom and dad lives in California. And regardless, this is a responsibility. It's an obligation. It's something people want to do that they can do. And back to the misconception is they're thinking that what they need to do is get mom and dad on Medicaid. And we certainly can arrange some of that. And we do planning through an attorney that works in conjunction with us. But what I really want to do on today's show is just talk a little bit about, do you really want to do that?
Yeah, because many of these, you know, places that have the better care don't even accept Medicaid.
They don't.
And so you've you know, the kind of places that I know my friend wanted to go and was thinking, you know, come to find out those just aren't available for people that are on Medicaid.
You really, when you go on Medicaid, you lose your choices. And we were talking about this earlier, that like in my own planning and financial planning and care planning and long-term care, what I'm really buying with that is at a hopefully a much later date, perhaps when I'm in my 70s or my 80s, when I have a need for care, is I want choices. I want my family to have choices. And I don't really need to state what those choices are right now. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It could be home care. It could be an assisted living. It could be a particular facility. That may be radically different 15 years from now, 20 years from now. But what I want at that point and what I want my family to have are choices about how I care for myself and how they care for me and what setting that's in, how we're paying for it. And it certainly doesn't include a government welfare program.
Right. So as Jeremiah says, one of the best things you can begin by doing is ask. Ask for the ancient paths and walk in them. Today, we're talking about Medicaid, urban legends, and long-term care with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And again, the book is The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. It's at cardinalguide.com, as well as all these resources and information, complete ways to get up with, obviously, Hans and his staff if you want to ask him those questions. But one of the things we would urge people is ask somebody and try to get to the facts and at the bottom of these things. When we come back, we've got more, a lot more of those questions that really ought to be asked when it comes to this kind of care. Stay tuned.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well. Today's show is kind of the urban legends of Medicaid. And, you know, in conjunction with Jeremiah 6, you know, standing at the crossroads, ask for the ancient paths and walk in them. But, you know, one of the things that helps you down, you know, life is beginning to ask the question, you know, what's the right way to go? And so, Hans, what are some... if you're thinking about Medicaid, what are some of the questions that you ought to ask?
Well, like, what are the qualifications to Medicaid? Okay. I mean, a lot of folks think that the government just goes in and seizes your property and seizes your money, and then they're going to use that for Medicaid. And that's not how it works at all. You have, with Medicaid, you have this thing called spend down. So this particular client, if their parents' resources are like over $300,000. If she actually would have learned this from, instead of a financial planner, but from the actual Medicaid social workers, what they would have told her is you spend down your $300,000. You spend that, you pay for care, and when you spend it down to $2,000 and you got all that, that's all that's left, or in the case of a couple, you could separate some of it out, but you spend your own money first, and you spend it anywhere you want it. You spend it on care. You spend it, and when it's gone, then we'll put you on Medicaid. So the first question, again, to just repeat it, is what are the qualifications for Medicaid? That's one of them. You got to be down to the numbers under $2,000. Then the second qualification is you need to have, you know, essentially no income. So all your income is going to go toward paying the nursing home care. So you need to be spending all your income like your Social Security check. And then the difference between the cost of the care and the Social Security check, Medicaid's going to pay that for you. But, you know, if you had an income of $5,000 a month, they're just going to turn you down. They're going to say, well, you don't qualify, because spend your resources. When your resources are gone, just continue to spend your income. Maybe you would qualify for a little bit. So
getting back to the, you know, this is really welfare for people above a certain age. It's what it is.
Yeah, and people make the assumption, or the misconception, or the urban legend, whatever we're calling it, is, oh, I can just give my money away to my kids, and a lawyer, and they're actually a little bit part right. Is there's a lot of planning moves, and there's things. It's hard to do, but it can be done. And what I'm doing on the topic of this show is, do you really want to do that? I mean, you just go to the very end and say, what does the care look like under Medicaid? And with the story of your friend that you told in the beginning of the episode, the answer to that is no. Okay. So then the next question they're going to be asking, well, so now that I'm cleared up on that, and I don't want to rely.
Well, let me just add one little detail.
Sure.
But, you know, from a friend's standpoint, it really just breaks my heart, is that you would think that you could call this facility, because I do. I used to talk to this friend every day, because he didn't have a lot of people, not a lot of family, and it was like just one of my joys to call my friend and talk to him every day. Well, let me tell you what that's like today. There's one phone for the entire facility for all the people that are there. And so usually that's in somebody else's room, and it rings and rings and rings and rings, and you'll get somebody on the phone that'll have no clue what you're talking about, that you want to talk to your friend, and they just hang up on you. But if you're lucky enough, after you ring 40 times, to get the maybe one of the nurses or somebody else, and then you say, well, can I talk to my friend? And about half the time, the phone still gets gone before you ever get on the line. And when I used to talk to my friend every day at a certain time, I called actually when I was on my way back from lunch, I would call him every day. He was being taken care of by his daughter. But that isn't how it works anymore. My poor friend, I can't even, you know, 3 out of 4 times I call, I can't even talk to him, Hans. And it breaks my heart. But, I mean, that's where he is. But he did exactly that. He gave all this money to his kid. He went to the lawyer, did the whole deal. And that's Medicaid.
Okay. So, you know, if the folks I was talking to, if they had $70,000 between them and they had a small income, then this would have been a more practical solution, an unfortunate solution. But we probably would figure out a way to take the $70,000 and apportion it so that we can, some of it with a daughter or whatever, so we'd have some money on the sidelines and then get Medicaid. We'd probably do something smarter than just spend it down. But if you've got $300,000+, well, that's going to be a lot of spend down time. Now, there's two of them in this case, so maybe it wouldn't be more than a couple, 3 years, but there's smarter ways to do things, okay? And so one of those ways is we now have actually long-term care insurance through the use of an annuity that can, the people can take some portion of the $300,000, not all of it, and put it in an annuity that's going to pay a guaranteed amount of money for as long as these two people live. I mean, that's an oversimplification.
But here's the good news. They're not going into that kind of facility. They're going into someplace, right, that is a level of care that you would hope for your family you would want.
Well, see, with this lady, it's the Medicaid option is just not. She hadn't sent her parents anywhere. They're in her home now, and she's not sending them anywhere. She's going to keep the status quo. She's paying out of her pocket for their care. because she has to go to work, and she's out working and in her business. So, like, the Medicaid option is just, she's already ruled that out. And I would suggest that if you're looking after your parents, and maybe they're not at the place these people are, but they're not far away, and they've got some substantial money, which I'm calling these people substantial money, $300,000-$400,000 in assets. There's a lot of things we can do sitting down to put a plan together to pay for the care and to get it in a facility that is suitable to them. So let me not get into the details of that product. There's just solutions for people.
Options like you're talking about, and it, moving forward as you plan, you know, that's the beauty of asking the question, is now you can begin to see what your options really are and how to plan towards that.
And that's the point I wanted to make to the people that are probably listening to this show. They're thinking about this. So who's going to take care of me if I'm not going to rely on Medicaid? What am I going to do with my assets? And that's been the topic of a lot of our other long-term care shows, as we get into bits and pieces of, you know, what type of long-term care insurance that you can get, and there's many types of it. And today we're not going to have time to do this because we're kind of zeroed in on this one subject, or people that are facing it right now. But there are financial planning options, and they're really to some degree required, so that everybody that comes across the table from me that we do financial planning with, I'm going to have the long-term care talk with them. Now, they don't necessarily need to implement something, but I don't see a lot of point in sitting down with a 65-year-old person and planning out the next 30 years of their money without putting together a consideration. What if one of you has a stroke? What if one of you develops dementia? You need care, whether that care is going to be in your home or you're going to go to a facility, to an assisted living facility. We want that to be a nice facility. How are we going to pay for that? So the point I wanted to make is you can go to cardinalguide.com. You can go under the long-term care tab of the, under the seven worries. You can pull up the chapters of my book. You can read those. You could really construct the whole book. If you'll just send me a message, I'll be glad to send the book to you. And again, that's not going to make you an expert in this. What I've done in the books is just laid out some of the things you can do from a planning standpoint to prepare yourself so that you'll have those options, or your family will have those options for the kind of care you deserve.
Yeah, and the other beautiful thing is there's no urban legends there. You're getting something, you know, that is obviously from a certified financial planner, but you know, there's plenty of research that goes into this to make, you know, put you on the right path, which is all part of asking for the, you know, this is the right path, not what people think is the way to go, and that have come on, you know, the end the hard way. And the idea of the show is finishing well, and obviously we're looking at that for our family, but we're looking for it for ourselves as well.
Part of finishing well is having choices. I mean, being able to, and that's really what financial planning is all about, is you want to have the choices in retirement to live where you want to live, to be able to do for your children and your grandchildren the way you would like to. You want to be able to obviously put food on the table, perhaps to do some traveling, whatever it is that floats your boat. Is financial planning and good sound planning is going to buy you in the future choices.
And one of the other urban legends I got to just touch on for a second, Hans, is financial planning is not just for the wealthy, and it, by any stretch of the imagination, it's not for the people that even have $100,000 in retirement or whatever. As a matter of fact, it requires almost probably more planning for somebody who has a limited amount of resources than it does the person that have tons of them.
I have stories in my book of people that have just about that amount of saved up, and we've putting together a plan for long-term care with a pension, with Social Security. The story I'm thinking about is a teacher. Sure. And we do our best work for the people that are in these folks' situation where they have very limited resources. In fact, we do a lot of financial planning, especially for veterans, pro bono. So.
Right, and so we definitely want to get at that out there, because I know some people will think of that's for the people that have $300,000. I only have 50. You know, whatever the situation is, but I would say, you know, those people are really could benefit from the wisdom hugely, so that they don't end up where their friends can't call them, Hans. I mean, it's a heartbreaker, but I hate we're running out of time, but we want to send you again to cardinalguide.com. And there you can, you know, email Hans himself, or you can download these chapters of the book. You can get the whole book. What does it cost? $3? $3.50?
It's $1.99.
Okay.
Each book on the Kindle, and it's $7.99 on Amazon if you get the paper book. And if you're Amazon Prime, it's free shipping. Or you just send me something on cardinalguide.com to Hans, and you just say free book offer or whatever. I'll be glad to send it out to you, either digital ebook or I'll mail you a copy of the paper book.
All right. Hans Scheil, cardinalguide.com. Thanks, Hans.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com.